Hey there, amazing women. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to She Thrives. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-care. Now, I know what you might be thinking self-care isn't that like bubble baths and face masks. Hold on a sec, because self-care is so much more than that. It's the foundation of our well-being, our happiness, and our ability to thrive in all areas of life. Trust me, this isn't just another feel-good episode. It's about getting real about how to prioritize ourselves, something we often put on the back burner. We're talking practical tips, relatable stories, and a whole lot of motivation to empower you to invest in yourself because, ladies, you deserve it. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you rock your self-care game. First up, recognize that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly giving and giving without replenishing your own cup? Well, that's a clear sign you need to prioritize yourself. Think of it this way. You can't pour from an empty glass. When we take care of ourselves, both physically and mentally, we have more energy, resilience, and focus to tackle everything life throws our way. Next up, self-care looks different for everyone. What brings one person joy might leave another feeling drained. So ditch the idea of a one-size-fits-all approach. Experiment with different activities, whether it's reading a good book, going for a hike, spending time with loved ones, practicing yoga, or even just taking a long, hot bath. The key is to find what truly nourishes your soul and makes you feel happy, refreshed, and recharged. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. You know that feeling when you say yes to everything and end up overwhelmed? Yep, time to ditch the people-pleasing. Setting healthy boundaries protects your time, energy, and emotional well-being. This might mean saying no to extra commitments, delegating tasks, or simply taking some me time each day. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself and protect your space. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Here's another golden nugget. Practice self-compassion. We often beat ourselves up over mistakes, setbacks, or even just feeling off. But guess what? Beating yourself up doesn't solve anything. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes, has bad days, and faces challenges. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when things aren't perfect. Finally, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Just like brushing your teeth or showering, schedule in time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from a 30-minute walk each morning to a weekly massage or a monthly girls' night out. The key is to make a priority and stick to it. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, social events, and maybe even trying to squeeze in some fitness. It feels like there are never enough hours in the day, right? Then, one evening, after a particularly stressful day, you find yourself reaching for that extra slice of cake or scrolling endlessly through social media instead of actually relaxing. You're tired, burnt out, and feeling anything but your best. Sound familiar? This is where self-care comes in to save the day. What if, instead of resorting to unhealthy coping mechanisms, you took a few minutes for yourself? Maybe you light a scented candle, put on some calming music, and take a few deep breaths. Or perhaps you grab a cup of herbal tea, curl up with a good book, or simply enjoy the quiet solitude. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. So, what are we taking away from this episode? Remember, ladies, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about recognizing your worth, setting boundaries, practicing compassion, and making time for activities that nourish your soul. Don't wait until you're burnt out to prioritize yourself. Start small, experiment with different activities, and find what works best for you. And most importantly, remember that you deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. Now, go out there and rock your self-care game. And don't forget to share your favorite self-care tips in the comments below. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep thriving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.